And we will go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we come to you this morning, for you are the great I Am. You told us in your word that you are, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Father, you know, we hear that verse at Christmas time, but that verse, that word is good for us all year round. We thank you, Lord, that we don't have to go through anything by ourselves. We thank you that you are our counselor, that should there be anything, and when there are things that we aren't sure of, we can always go to you. And because you also told us that you would send us the Holy Spirit. You gave us the Holy Spirit. Father, you told us that you are Almighty God. You're the Everlasting Father. Our earthly fathers expire, but you are Everlasting. You are always with us, and you are the Prince of Peace. You are Jehovah Shalom. We thank you for that, Lord. You told us in your word not to be anxious for anything, not to worry about anything, but with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, to make our requests known to you. And you said that you would give us the peace, for you are the Prince of Peace that surpasses all understanding. So we thank you and praise you, O God, for your precious word, for your precious promises. We thank and praise you, Lord, for this TMC call, for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts and the Diaz de Leon family. Father, we thank and praise you for the mission that you gave them and that they have put that mission in action, that they put some feet to the faith that you gave them, that they put some feet to the purpose, O God, and walked by faith. Father, we ask that you would rain down blessings upon them this day and always, that they will always walk in favor, O Lord, that you will be that lamp unto their feet and the light unto their path. Father, we thank and praise you for our TMC listeners, our each and every guest who calls, for our TMC family, O Lord. Father, we thank and praise you for each and every prayer partner, for each and every advisor, O Lord. Father, we thank you for the word that's going to go forth this morning, that it will edify our souls, that you will bless the speaker, Dr. Vanessa, O Lord, that you have already downloaded a rhema word that we need to hear on this morning. Now we speak through the airwaves, that the word goes forth with clarity, that we will hear it, O God, that there will be no interference, no static. We bind Satan in Jesus' name and loose your precious blood that flows through the airwaves to make everything go through with excellent transmission. We thank you. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you, my TMC family. Go out and have a kingdom-blessed day. And I now turn the call over to our host.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Willa. This is Robin here in New Jersey, family. I love you. I am glad to be your host this day. And again, just continuing where she left off, welcoming you to the Master's Call. We're having our second year anniversary. We are in a celebration mode, and God has truly been good to us, and he is with us. He's never going to leave us nor forsake us. We have a mission statement that we love, and we know what's being done in each and every single one of our lives. We're being enriched. We're being enhanced. We're being empowered as believers as we begin our day. And we start the day off, as you can see, with prayer, putting God first, seeking his kingdom, praying and speaking to him, praising him, worshiping him, and letting him guide and direct our path. We have an email address for you, and our email address, family, it's themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And if you want to find out a little bit more about us, you can send us your questions at that email address. We welcome your prayer requests. We welcome your praise reports. We love to hear what God is doing in your life, what God is doing with your family, what God is doing with you as a minister in the marketplace. So send us those prayer requests and praise reports to themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And you're probably saying to my new listeners and our new family members, well, tell me a little bit more about the Master's Call. It was founded by Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. They listen to the voice of God, and we have this awesome call. And October 25th is our two-year anniversary, and we are saying to God be the glory. He is with us. He never left us from day one, and he is continuing to show himself strong on this call. We have a website address that you can go to, and you can find out more about us. Our scripture is on there, and a little more information. And that website is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Our times are there. All the messages have been archived, and you can download them, share them with a friend. We, many of us, are Artists International Distributors, and Artists was founded by the Diaz de Leon family. And that company is sold out to Jesus. You'll hear more about Artists at the end of the call. We have a motivation call, but I'll give that information to you. But right now, without further ado, I'd like to tell you a little bit about one of our co-founders. She is a woman of God, sold out to the Lord. She is known as our Mother Eagle. She's been teaching us, just like Minister Willis said, about Halloween, about knowing the difference between darkness and light. She's a prophet and a woman who loves to share the word. She's the senior pastor of Gathering of the Eagles Worship Center. And I want to say good morning to you, Dr. Vanessa. We love you. Will you please come forward and continue that awesome word? Are you there, Dr. Vanessa?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning to you, Minister Robin, and to our entire Master's Call family. Humbled and honored that you're here today. We are excited about Jesus. We're excited. One of you are eagles on this line that are soaring high to purpose and destiny. And we have been teaching a series on choices and the correct response in terms to us having a clear, thorough understanding of Halloween and the ramifications of what it means and why it's not just something to ignore or to play with, but greater is he that's inside of us than he that's in the world. And as eagles, we know and can see by faith the devices, the tricks of the enemy that have entangled so many over the years in the church that embrace this darkness. As we celebrate the birthday of Jesus Christ all around the world in Christmas, this is their Christmas of a demonic activity of celebration. And there is no way we should be celebrating darkness, those of us who are the light. So today I'm going to hone in more on who we are in Christ in this season of deception and disillusionment. And for many of us, because the heaviness of the activity in the spirit realm, we plead the blood of Jesus so you don't get caught in the depression and the discouragement that is just spewed out on us who are light in a season where there is so much darkness. Our title for our message today is I Am God's Eagle. I see the vision, I soar on wings of faith, and I shall succeed in Jesus' name. See, in the midst of Halloween and goblins and all the scary witches and warlocks, which are real, don't laugh or play it off, it's real. But greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And with laser-focused faith, with the eyes of the eagle, we'll see through the deception, we'll see through the delusions, we'll see through the disarray that the enemy tries to bring and soar to the vision that God has for us. See, like an eagle, today we're going to choose to see with eyes of faith the possibilities, not the fear, especially not the fear of failure that the enemy tries to suddenly bring into our hearts and to our minds. We spend more time rehearsing what can go wrong than the possibilities of what our God has promised us in the promises. Oh, that was good right there. We spend more time Rehearse it, lend our mind, lead us down a yellow brick road to the Wizard of Oz. It was an illusion that was a man perpetrating to be something he was not. Then we stay anchored in the Word of God through the worship, through the Word, and us being his willing vessel. Like an eagle, today we're going to choose to soar on the wings of faith above the clouds of adversity. The storms of life will come, not if they come, but when they come. We're going to choose to spread our wings and let the Ruah, breath of God, be under our wings. See yourself spreading your wings of faith right now with your spiritual eye and say, all this trouble, all this drama, all this harassing, hindering spirit, fiery darts that the enemy is trying to hurl at me, I'm spreading my wings. See, I'm an eagle, not a turkey, and I'm not running into the coop like a chicken. I'm an eagle, and I'm speaking to some of y'all spirits because your mind is wrestling with me. But I'm speaking to the Spirit of the Lord that's inside of you, that you're going to choose to seek the higher ground, letting the breath of God ascend you higher. Like an eagle, we're going to choose, we're going to decree and declare over our own selves that we are successful in Christ above these high winds, above these storm clouds of life. And when the enemy is full of darkness in this season especially, we talked this past Monday, about how sacrifices started out to sanctify. In the Bible from the beginning of time, with Cain and Abel, we even had the recordings of sacrifices and how diminished and how much it's detoured and how much deception has come through time, that now the sacrifices during this season of Halloween of animals and things that are not of God, even children, babies stolen out of hospitals, are just heinous acts. Because the enemy can never do the real, the original. He comes in with subtle counterfeits. And as time goes on, we veer way off from the intention of God. So as eagles, we're going to soar high today so we get a good aerial view. You know how an airplane, you can see much higher, better when you're up high. You see all that's going on. See, when we're on the ground, when we're getting depressed and letting the cares of life weigh us down, then we can't see how awesome our God is. But when we spread those wings of faith, when we decide to decree and see the vision, standing at our Alpha, we see through eyes of faith the Omega, that dream that God promised us, that breakthrough that is ours, that overcoming faith that we're stirring up. See, with the characteristics of an eagle, when God gave me the name Gathering of the Eagles, and I'm with my little left brain, intellectual, analytical mind, I said, God, that's an oxymoron. That's a contradiction to say Gathering of the Eagles, because eagles don't gather. They usually fly alone. He said, well, let me teach you something about, even on our TMC call, we're eagles gathering each and every weekday morning. See, even the anatomy of an eagle is full of strength and perseverance beyond our greatest imagination. When they spread their wings majestic, our emblem even of our United States, it's a 7-foot wingspan as they grow, and literally 12 pounds in weight, but they have a keen eyesight. They can see a rabbit 2 miles up ahead of them. With eyes of faith, when all hell is breaking loose, when your drama has a subheading of drama, when your disappointment has a deeper well of feeling overwhelmed, your eyes of faith, remember what Genesis 50, that 20th verse says, what the devil meant for bad. In other words, Joseph was telling his brothers, what you meant for bad, oh, my God, is turning it around for good. And with those eyes of faith, you see through the winds of adversity. You see through the rain of just oppression coming at you and saying, oh, I shall overcome. I shall get through this. Even if God has to carry me, I will not speak and decree defeat. And with those eyes of the eagle, you stir your own self up. See, an eagle has a 270-degree peripheral vision. even from the side, from even a little behind it, it can see and sense when trouble is trying to come. And see, your Holy Spirit, our paraclete, our comforter, if we allow him, has a megaphone from heaven. Stepped in like Batman to the red phone in the throne room of glory, and he will warn you. John 16:13 tells us that he will alert us of all things, good and bad, that lie ahead if we will stay sensitive to the Spirit. Like those eagles with the eyes of faith, we're going to see it and be sensitive to it. The eagle has an acute depth perception. In other words, we're not going to stay shallow. We're not going to keep majoring on the minors. We're not going to let ourselves stumble over the little things. As we have the eyes of faith to see ahead, we're not scared, spurred, as some saints say. I'm not spurred of the devil. He's faking and shaking. Oh, I know who I am, but utmost, I know whose I am. I boldly decree to the heavens, greater is he that is in me than any of this demonic activity of Halloween that's in the world. Devil, you can take your best shot, huh? But I've just put up my shield of faith, and with the eyes of faith, I'm quenching every fiery dart that the enemy brings. Oh, today we're going to flow in the characteristics of the eagle. We are God's eagles. We see the vision. We see the protection, the promises, all in the purpose that he's assigned to our lives. And with our wings spread wide, we soar with the wings of faith headed toward that destiny. And along the way, in the journey, the only thing coming out of our sanctified mouths is, I shall succeed. That acute depth perception of an eagle allows them to know, oh, there's a deeper story. As Paul Harvey used to say, the rest of the story. I read the back of the book, y'all, and it's a fixed fight. We win. So when my wings are spread high, I'm going to soar above whatever the enemy's trying to bring my way. I won't worry about a TKO in the spirit, because I know God's got this. See, even the eagle has a clear membrane that protects its eye. So even when it's flying through the storms, through the wind, through the rain, just stuff coming at them, it's got a protective shield, got its own windshield wiper. And in the spirit, the word of God is our Holy Ghost windshield wiper. When we say, by the blood of the Lamb, we decree that we are overcomers. We are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb. And we're going to open our mouths and give the word of our testimony in Revelation 12:11. We're going to pass our test. We're not stopping with just a moaning. We're spreading our wings. The wind of faith, the blowing the rule wind, takes us where we say what the word says about it. We may feel not good, but we say, I am healed by his stripes. We remind the devil that the word is eternal. Situations will change, but his word will not change. And I'll soar on these wings of faith. And with that clear membrane, it protects us. The blood of Jesus protects your vision. The hedge, the fiery wall. See, when I pray, and every day I've been taught years ago in my spiritual journey, I speak to the heavens and I bind spirits of backlash. I bind spirits of retaliation and revenge. See, I remind the devil, when we have our greatest victories, you've seen people plunge down into the deepest depressions. Elijah is our best example. After Mount Carmel, when we taught about he won so awesomely against the 450 prophets of Baal. And then the next thing you look up, a few verses, chapters later, homeboy is under the juniper tree talking about, I'm the only one who's standing, believing you, Yahweh. Well, see, when we climb to those mountaintops, we let the enemy not just make us walk, but some of us, we get pushed and we're rolling down
No, no backlash here. When we're learning and being taught and getting understanding about the devices of the devil with Halloween, or the enemy wants to make you pay for your breakthrough. Put that stop sign up. Give him the hand in the spirit. I bind you of the spirit of backlash, the spirit of retaliation and revenge. Speak that over your lives. Speak that over your family. Loose your ministering angels. Loose Michael, archangel of war. Hebrews 11 tells us they're waiting. Some of us, our poor angels got dust on their wings. They hadn't been sent on assignment in a long time. And that same chapter tells us the angels hearken only to the word, not our complaining, not our moaning and grumbling. They hearken to what the word of God says about us. Remember, we move by what the truth of God's word says, not the fact. The fact may be your body is racked with pain. Fact may be there's been an intrusion, a trespass, or cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, all kinds of infirmities. But the truth of God's word is the Jehovah Rapha, balm of Gilead. I apply the blood. I drive out the trespassers in the name of Jesus. I spread my wings. Oh, today, I am, you are, we are God's eagle. We see the vision. We soar on the wings of faith. And we shall succeed in Jesus' name. See, that shall succeed is by us learning and understanding the tricks and not any treats of the devil. We are exposing light, shedding light, and we shall knock out, get some people snatched out the jaws of the enemy of death. See, there's a lot of innocent Christians who plan in parties, and I told you earlier in our teaching of this series that the second most highly gross marketing holiday is Halloween, behind Christmas. The devil is gaining ground because we, out of ignorance. See, ignorance is you just don't know, and you can't respond better to what you don't know. So we're teaching you so you know. You have no business buying a costume of darkness, because all you've done is open up your spirit to your own private demon. Oh, but today we're soaring higher. We see the trick with the eyes of faith. And all the treat is, here's the word of God. I abhor evil. And I'd like Paul told us in Romans 12:9, abhor is a strong dislike for evil. I'm not in any wizards and sorcerers, as in Deuteronomy 18 tells you God hates it. So what are you doing reading Harry Potter, inviting foolishness into your spirit? This became a bestseller because more Christians bought it. Why? Out of ignorance. So we're learning today. We're being taught today to soar higher toward the light of God. Our source is in the Word. The Word has the truth of God, that greater is he that's in me. The Word has the truth of God, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So eagle, soar today. Spread your wings. Keep your eyes on the prize of the vision God's given you. Keep your eyes on the prize of the promise God's shown you. Keep your eyes on the prize of the promise and the dream that God keeps rehearsing in the night season, so you can walk in it, through it, through the day. You've got a destiny, your vision. Hold on to it. Don't grow weary in well-doing. Don't grow weary when the fiery darts come, because they will. But let it make you stronger. Let it make you more rooted and grounded in the word of God. Decide like the eagle, I'm going to spread my wing. I'm going to have the eyes of faith to see through the annals of time what God says about me. I'm not going to abort this mission. I'm not going to bail ship. I'm not going to sit down and miss my time to soar higher above the attacks of the enemy. I'm going to keep an acute depth and perception. the deep things of God, the mysteries of God. I want you, God, to speak to my heart, to show me the things that you have for me. I will surrender. I will obey with my wings spread wide. I blow on my purpose so I can soar higher in you. Blow on my destiny so I'll stay determined to follow you. Blow, rural wind, on my heart so I'll stay encouraged, excited about what you're doing in me. Oh, today, decree over your own self. Lay your hands on your own self and say to the heavenlies, make a proclamation, make an announcement. I am God's eagle. I'm the woman for the job. I'm the man for the job. I see the vision, God, you gave me since birth. I see where you're trying to take me. My situation and my circumstances may not be reflecting it, but with the eyes of faith, you told me in 2 Corinthians 5:7, we walk by faith, not by sight. So I'm going to stay in my eagle's position, full of faith in you, focused and firm to my conviction, saying that I shall succeed in Jesus' name. I'm God's eagle. I see the vision. I soar on wings of faith, and I shall succeed in Jesus' name. I speak and decree this on each and every one of you. I'm speaking to your spirit. For some of you, I'm telling your mind to catch up. For some of you, I'm telling your heart, it'll be all right. But your spirit says, I got it, I got it, I got it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Hallelujah. I receive that glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Minister Tiffany, please come forward, sis, and give us our prayer request. God bless you.
Amen. To God be the glory for that powerful word this morning. Father, we just bless your holy name. We praise you and we give you the glory and honor, oh God. We come this morning, Father God, thanking you for Dr. Vanessa and for what she has imparted into us, Father. We receive it and we declare it and decree it in Jesus' name. Lord, bless Charles Shelton. We pray as he has accepted you, God, that you would keep him in your arms of protection as he goes through the process of sanctification. For Annette Esposito, I pray, Father God, that you would do the same in her life and also touch her back and heal right now in the name of Jesus. For Naomi Bird, chest pains, Father God, we know that you are a heart regulator, Lord, so we ask that you will regulate her heart right now in your name, Father. For Bertha Reed White, Father, we speak healing, total and complete healing in her life in the name of Jesus. For Paul Valley, total and complete healing, Lord. You said that by your stripes we are healed, so we claim healing for them right now in the name of Jesus. We lift them up, oh God. For Rachelle, Father God, Rachelle, strengthen her, Father God. Strengthen her, give her strength, Father God, that comes from you. For Charles Edwards, Father God, heal right now in the name of Jesus and deliver, oh God. For Daisy Hall, we speak healing, Father God. We speak wellness right now in the name of Jesus. And for each teacher, for each principal, counselor, daycare provider, coach who oversees our children on a daily basis, Lord, allow them to rise up and take their rightful place, Father. Give them the authority that is godly to change the atmosphere around them, that our children will be safe, Father God, in the classroom, on the playground, in the bathroom, in the communities that they are in, Father. Let your will be done in their lives, Father. I thank you, Father God, for each listener on the line this morning, Lord. I thank you, Father God, that we see, we soar, we succeed, we win, we overcome, that we know whose we are, and we know who we are, and we are a child of the Most High God. So we bless your name, and we decree and declare that this day will be a great day because you are our great God. Amen, amen, amen. And I declare this in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Amen. Pastor Vanessa, we're going to call you back for our benediction. And family members, I am going to give you our motivational call phone number. It's immediately following this call, and that is with our own very godmother, Dorothy Cook. That number is 605-475-4700. The PIN number is 476895#. That's 605-475-4700. PIN code 476895#. Also, Evangelist Gwen, we know that she is soaring. Please go to her website, fillabottlesavealife.com. That victorious woman of God is being blessed by products that are helping her and assisting our King with her being victorious regarding cancer. And at this time, Pastor Vanessa, will you please come forward with the benediction, and then we'll be able to go forward and continue the store. Are you there, Pastor Vanessa?
Yes, I am. Let's close this out and cover it in the blood of Jesus and the name of God. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you for this day. We celebrate on this Wednesday the wonderful works that you're doing in us. With this word, we see ourselves as the eagles we are. And even in this season that is so demonically determined to detour us from purpose, with the eyes of the eagle, with the wings spread wide, we're soaring to our place in you. Now we speak the blood hedge of protection over each and every person on this line. We again curse every assignment of the enemy at the root, and we send these plots and plans and spells back sevenfold, right back into the face of the enemy. Now we thank you for the prayer requests, that they have been heard, and God, we know that they are answered in you. And as we leave this place, this call, this time together, as your eagles have gathered this morning to be infused with the word from you, to be downloaded into their mind and understanding the strategies from heaven, we leave now and go out as your ministers in the marketplace, doing it better together, on one accord, one mind and one spirit, saying to the heavens and decreeing to all the earth, Jesus is the Lord. Thank you, Father. Have your way in our lives this day. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Go out and be blessed today.
Thank you.